If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
While Aaron Rodgers sits on the beach, California, gazing out into the water, got a decision to make here, people. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Pearl, I'm not trying to force Aaron Rodgers' hand, but I think while he's staring out into the Pacific Ocean, probably the biggest question mark he is trying to answer, the clarity he's trying to arrive at, is whether or not you actually say no to the Steelers, say no to the New York Giants, and start to explore this Minnesota Vikings option that sort of always loomed, but now, according to Diana Russini and some of the insiders, has become a lot more real.
Or retire,
but
because,
I don't think he's retired.
Everything there has a downside. Obviously, the Vikings, he has this rookie in his second year player, J.J. Yeah. McCarthy, sitting there that the franchise wants to play. So that's going to be awkward. And then Pittsburgh's, they have Arthur Smith as their offense coordinator. They're way too conservative. And the Giants have their four-win team or three-win team. They have no talent. So I would, if I'm Aaron Rodgers, I mean, you got to at least think about, well, is it worth it to do 1 year, $12 million for any of these teams? It's got to be on his mind. Do you think that's a realistic option? I think he's in. I think he wants to play, but I don't think he loves these options.
Okay, I think there's two things that's keeping Rodgers in this. First and foremost, I don't think a guy who's won as much as he has, won Super Bowl, but like has been, you know, could retire and be on the Mount Rushmore of all-time quarterbacks in the NFL. And like, that doesn't sound weird. You could definitely make the case that he's an all-time yeah. great quarterback and is a four-time MVP. I don't think he wants to leave the game with the New York Jets of all people saying, you know what? Thanks, but no thanks. You know, you made us worse. We didn't like you in the building. Like, the Jets wouldn't know good culture if it came and smacked them in the face. This is one of the sorry franchises in the NFL. Sorry, EJ, but they are. And they're saying no thank you to Aaron Rodgers. I think, you know, Rodgers talks about ego death all the time. Mm-hmm. And I know this because I listen to way too many of his interviews. But I think that one, that ego blow is even too much for him. To go out on a sour note with the New York Jets saying, don't let the door hit you or the good Lord split you, is too much. I don't think he can do that. It's too humbling. Too humbling. So that's number one.
One thing about Rodgers, though, he would say, I had this great stats the last four games. He'd be lucky to go out with a game like he had. Remember he ended the season on a 10-touchdown run in the last four games? So there is...
But who's going to remember that? They're going to remember the Jets said goodbye
yeah,
to you.
But, I mean, but almost every quarterback has a terrible last season. I mean, so he could go out worse. At least he went out throwing touchdowns. Peyton Manning went out handing the ball off. But anyway, go ahead. Yeah,
well,
I know what you're saying.
A little bit different because the last game for Manning was hoisting yeah. Lombardi. So I think Rodgers still has an idea, and I think all great players do, of I'll go out on top. I can still salvage yeah. this thing, and the last image of me is not, you know, walking off the field with a bad Jets team. So that's number one. And number two, you know, I think Rodgers gets a lot of his, like, I think there's a business of Aaron Rodgers that is still booming. You know, he had the Netflix documentary. He clearly is setting himself up for life after. And I think him playing still gives him this like cachet. And I just think there's still more to the business of Aaron Rodgers or whatever he's going to be next. And so I think for the winning part of it and the actual on the field part, and then I think for the business part, I think he wants to salvage this thing. So those are my two Aaron Rodgers. That's why I don't think he's retiring. But here's the thing about Minnesota. From the Minnesota point of view, which is obviously the most interesting of these places because they're the best roster, right? Coming off a 14-win season, you saw what Sam Darnold did. You get to throw to Justin Jefferson, Kevin O'Connell. I just think if you're Minnesota, if you are really serious about J.J. McCarthy, you're really going to bring Rodgers in? That's a lot. That's a lot. That's a... You can't get a more famous, what, backup competition? Or J.J. McCarthy is going to have to sit for another year? Just, like, tell me how that works in a locker room. Because here's the thing. You have guys in a locker room who are competing and trying to get new contracts. You have guys who are veterans. You guys who are trying to, you know, provide for their families. They're not going to want a second-year guy over Aaron Rodgers. We've seen this before with locker rooms. It's going to be another year of no J.J. McCarthy. Oh,
in your scenario right there, Rodgers has to start to go to Minnesota, right?
I think he does. And then, so now no J.J. McCarthy. You're not going to play Rodgers 10 games and then bench him for McCarthy like some kind of
understudy.
Well,
you could do that, but definitely week one, Aaron Rodgers is your starter. So there's no locker room questions about that. Nobody... and if they sign Aaron Rodgers and he was a backup, that would just be too much comedy.
It's insane. Yeah.
So I think they have to guarantee him a starting job. Maybe that's why it hasn't happened yet.
I just don't think that, like, here's the thing. If you actually are interested as the Vikings of developing McCarthy, and if his knee is fine, then I don't think you can have Rodgers anywhere near. I think you have to have a, like what they had with Sam Darnold last year, if they had Sam again, someone who, if he gets benched, I don't think the fan base of the locker room is really going to freak out.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but doesn't part of you want to see Rodgers there if you're a Minnesota fan? Just the upside on Aaron Rodgers in Minnesota is extremely high. We've actually seen it.
Yeah, definitely.
We've seen it because Brett Favre did the same thing and came to Minnesota indoors, threw 33 touchdowns, should have won MVP, got to the NFC title game. So, yeah, of course, if I'm a young Vikings fan, I'm all in on Aaron Rodgers. Why wouldn't you be? You have no idea what J.J. McCarthy's going to be.
Yeah, but, you know, they used a high pick on him. Like, when is the future going to get started? I guess not.
Well, you have Jordan Love in Green Bay, who they waited on behind Aaron Rodgers, and that worked out fine. This locker room thing, everybody's talking about Aaron Rodgers in the locker room. I understand what people are saying, but... especially Pittsburgh and New York, these are desperate situations. Yeah. You are teams that are not winning. So what do you care if the locker room gets blown up?
No,
it's worth the risk. Minnesota, they're also not winning at a high level. They have not won a playoff game in this little Kevin O'Connell run. I think it's worth the risk. These are teams that are looking at taking a big risk.
Oh, I agree with you. When I say locker room, I'm not talking about Rodgers' weird conspiracy theories or the McAfee stuff. I mean, I know it got bad last year with the Jets. But I don't think that's... I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about the quarterback. Like, if it's Minnesota, I'm worried about the quarterback thing. If they're trying to thread this needle of, yeah, J.J. McCarthy is really the guy, but we're going to bring in Aaron Rodgers, right. I just don't see how that works. If it's a locker room situation where Aaron is clearly the starter, he's the guy, right. Like it would be with the Giants and also with Pittsburgh, like, yeah, I mean, the players were overlook the, you know... Well, RFK stuff and the weird conspiracy theory stuff.
Right, but if, you know, obviously Jordan Love sat behind Rodgers and it wasn't a problem. So why would J.J. McCarthy, what would be different?
I think it's a mixed message, right? I guess it depends if the team is actually interested in having J.J. McCarthy see the field this year.
But
right?
Rodgers
was winning MVPs. He's probably not going to play to that level
right.
to be able to hold off a rookie.
I think it's got to be... Rodgers has to say, you're playing me this season. Otherwise, I'm going to go to the Steelers. Right? So I would not... Is it really going to be a mixed message or is it going to be a consistent message? Aaron Rodgers is our quarterback. And if it's not that, then why would Rodgers go there?
Well, that's what I'm saying, because it's the better team.
But he can't be in a competition of 41. So everyone's got to, and I think they will. Do you honestly think Minnesota's going to say, all right, Aaron, come in and we'll see what happens? That doesn't seem likely to me. Rodgers can't do that. He can't say yes to that situation where it's up in the air.
Well, I mean, depends. Is there trust there? I mean, could a team say whatever? Hey, yeah, you're our starter. But then, you know, if things are going a little dicey or you start off the year and say you're, you know, 5-5 or something like that, do they all of a sudden go to McCarthy?
Well, I just think, yeah, that's true. But I think the week one thing is important. Like, Rodgers has to be the week one starter. And he's got Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison. If he is upright, he's going to throw for enough yards to keep that job.
Yeah.
I think it'll be fine. But again, he needs a guarantee. So I'll bet you that's an interesting conversation. If you're in Minnesota, do you offer him the job and say it's yours?
I would. We are working at an information deficit here, not to sound nerdy about it, but we don't know what J.J. McCarthy's knee is like. And if they bring in Aaron Rodgers, I've got a bit of an inkling that it's not great.
I don't even care about J.J. McCarthy's leg. I'm doing a one-year Minnesota Vikings turnaround thing because we've seen it. I've listed the guys again and again. You bring in an old quarterback into Minnesota, and they all of a sudden play like they're 25 and throw a million touchdowns. Sam Darnold just threw 35 touchdowns. You don't think he's good. We saw Warren Moon. We saw Jeff George. We saw Randall Cunningham at 37 come into Minnesota and have an MVP-like season. So Rodgers would be great there. I think they know that, too. And they have no – how would they know what J.J. McCarthy's going to do in a season, even if they see him in the building? I like the Rodgers split, but – they have to say it's your job. Otherwise, what is Rodgers doing? He can't be in a training camp competition? Aaron Rodgers? No.
It sounds a little crazy. 855-212-4227. Do you think at all the fact that we have already seen Rodgers go from Green Bay to the Jets and now potentially go to the Vikings exactly as Favre did? You've talked about it, Perloff. You called this like 2.5 years ago. I'll give you credit for it.
It's called fate.
You're like, Rodgers is going to be a Viking. You said it over and over again. I never believed you. Do you think there's a thought at all, like, from Rodgers' point of view, I can't do this. I can't actually fulfill the Favre prophecy.
No, I don't think so. Because he's done it so far. Why would he stop now? I mean, what's next? He's going to rip off a Mississippi charity? I think.
Oh, no.
It seems. No, I don't think he's thinking about that at all. I know it's on our mind. Do you think that Rodgers thinks like that?
I think it would just be this weird coincidence. I think he would get past it. I don't think he sees himself as Brett. You know, they're such different people. And I think it would just be like a funny, quirky thing. I don't think it would prevent him from going to a much better team than the Steelers and the Giants.
One thing about Kevin O'Connell's coach of the Vikings, he's about Rodgers' age. I'm sure they've known each other probably coming up through the system when Kevin was in the NFL. I think that relationship is important, and I'll bet you Rodgers is talking to him saying, I know you have this rookie, but you got to promise me you are going to make me look good here and you're going to start me. Don't you think that's the conversation going on? It's different than Daniel Jones, who reportedly made an offer to. Daniel Jones may or may not have started, but Rodgers has to get guarantees. I think that's what's holding it up.
Interesting. Well, I mean, then if they're not going to say, all right, here's the red carpet, we're going to roll it out for you as a starter,
Pittsburgh.
Then, I guess I'm trying to put myself in the mindset of a professional athlete, not me, not somebody who's always trying to put someone's career into its legacy and its proper place. I'm just thinking as a professional athlete.
I like to eat animals.
I think that they love this competition a little bit. I think it revs them up a little. Like, look what happened when the Packers did draft Jordan Love. 2 more MVP seasons. And I'm not saying that Rodgers wouldn't have won them, but it definitely put a chip on his shoulder. So now you got the Jets situation that ended as a tire fire. And you'd have, hey, I don't know if I can guarantee you the job. I think the pro athlete in guys, this crazy competitive streak, he might say, I'll show you. Like, that might not be you and my mentality, but that's a professional athlete mentality.
Yeah. Yes, that is a professional athlete. I mean, come on. It's quarterback. There's only one on the field. You think Aaron Rodgers is going to say, I'll show you and I'll beat out J.J. McCarthy in camp, which he probably would? I don't know. He knows the deal. I think that's a stretch to say that. He's going to follow Daniel Jones' footsteps. He can't take a risk. Can you picture sad Aaron Rodgers on the Vikings sideline? It's too much. It's way too much. That'd be a meme for life.
I would love it.
Where do you think he's going to sign?
I think Pittsburgh is still my number one choice. If I had to handicap it, I would say Pittsburgh the favorite, then the Vikings and the Giants. But
Pittsburgh doesn't give him a better shot to win. The Vikings do.
I don't think so.
Well, I mean, Pittsburgh gives him... I would say that Pittsburgh gives them same shot as the Vikings. Pittsburgh was a playoff team. Vikings were a playoff team. What's the big difference?
One won 14 games, and the other one ended the season on a 5-game losing streak.
Right, but the Vikings got killed in the wild card game. The Steelers got killed in the wild card game. That is not the... I mean, when you're talking about the team that gives you a better chance to win, that just immediately knocks off the Giants because they haven't won at all. Yeah, that's interesting. I almost want to see a poll. Which gives Aaron Rodgers a better chance to win, Minnesota or Pittsburgh? Because what has Minnesota done in the last 10 years?
Well, they haven't. I think they also have to prove they're not just paper tigers here. And it's not just, oh, we have a great regular season record. We can actually win a game in the postseason.
Well, I was actually looking at the play. I was trying to think of what NFC playoff team will fall off. That NFC North is brutal,
I
too.
Know.
Because Chicago has spent a lot in free agency. They could be pretty good. The Lions are great. And the Packers could get healthy, and they could be good. He might look at the division, and, you know, the AFC North is no picnic, but the Browns are falling apart, the Bengals are falling apart, so he's only got to deal with the Ravens. I think the Steelers give him a really good chance to win. Now, with a Super Bowl, I don't know. Isn't that why he would go to Pittsburgh? Not to throw touchdowns, it's to win football games.
855-212-4227. So here you go. Aaron Rodgers, of all three options, Minnesota, Pittsburgh, the Giants, I wonder what Minnesota's really saying to him. You know, are they saying, come on, bring Randall Cobb? No, I don't, they're not going to say that. But come on, like, we'll do this and we'll give you the starting job. Or are they kind of going half in the pool, half out of the pool? Hey, we also, you know, told ownership we should trade up for J.J. McCarthy. And now all of a sudden we need another quarterback to come in and save it, especially if his knee is actually healed. Doesn't that reflect poorly on the coaching staff to say, all right, now we have no faith in the guy we just took top 10?
Well, I mean, they traded one pickup, right?
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I hear you. I think it's a bold decision to say, I know we drafted this guy, but we think we have a chance to win right now. Also, I think their coaching staff and GM are in pretty good position. No one's saying they're under fire. And Kwesi Adofo-Mensah, how long has he been there? Like 2 years?
Longer 3 years. Than that. But I mean, let's see. Yeah, Kevin O'Connell just won coach of the year, but
yeah,
things change quickly because they didn't extend him 2 years ago. And that's why he went into this season with only a year left on his deal. And it was like, all right, we're going to wait and see.
Yeah, they don't need to play McCarthy just to prove something. That would make no sense.
Let's go to Bill in Houston. Why not hit the phones early and often here? You want to talk about Aaron Rodgers? Let's do it. Bill, what do you think, pal?
I do. I think it's perfect football symmetry if he has a cup of coffee in New York like Brett Favre and then goes to the Vikings. Favre had his greatest year, in my opinion, with the Vikings, 34 and touchdowns, 5 interceptions, and was a bounty bowl away from being in the Super Bowl. So, I mean, Aaron Rodgers, he's already had to throw 48 touchdowns and 0 interceptions. And the best thing is Brett Favre, when he went back to Lambeau, and beat the Packers. Aaron Rodgers could do the same thing. Which, by the way, that game at Lambeau, I saw the funniest sign I've ever seen in a football game. It said, "We've missed you, Brent." and so I would love for him to go to the Vikings, being a Vikings fan, and watching him come back in that way.
It'd be great theater, Bill. Thank you so much for the phone call and just complete this whole thing, and then we get ready for Jordan Love's Jets era. At some point, decade down the line.
Yeah.
You know? And let's just keep this thing moving.
And then, yeah, so Jordan Love has 7 or 8 Pro Bowl seasons, and the Packers draft some kid at 26.
Exactly.
And then Love's like, well, I got to get out of here, but let me throw a 40 touchdown season. Then I'll go to the Jets. I'll stink. And then I'll go to the Vikings.
And then go to the Vikings.
The lesson, if you think about it, macro, is if you're old, you want to play indoors. That is that because Russell Wilson go at Pittsburgh. I think Russell Wilson could call Minnesota and say, "Hey, listen, I threw 22 touchdowns at Pittsburgh. That equals 40 in Minnesota." He's the one who should try to get to Minnesota. He could have that season.
855-212-4227. Rodgers now and the Vikings. This is what all the insiders were bubbling about yesterday. What do you think? Some interesting comments from the chat, including the impact that Rodgers could have. I'm going to save it for a moment. Are we not thinking about one very important aspect of what we just saw with Aaron Rodgers and the Jets?
Don't be a freaking weirdo.
Yeah, don't be a weirdo. Take your own advice, Aaron. But this one very, very important detail that I think everyone is overlooking when it comes to Rodgers and the impact that he has. 855-212-4227. Don't move. M&P. We're back in a minute.
We hit me in the darkness.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. I'm putting together some numbers, Maggie. I'm going to have our crack research team. Do we have a research team?
Yeah, they were on the other side of the glass.
Okay.
And
we're
me.
On what?
The Minnesota is a retirement home for quarterbacks. You go there when you're old, you just throw a million touchdowns. There are so many quarterbacks who had incredible last years. I forgot about Brad Johnson, Dante Culpepper obviously had good young years, Jeff George, Randall Cunningham, Warren Moon, Gus Frerotte, my guy Case Keenum. There are so many guys who go into Minnesota for 1 year, have the career year, and then leave for whatever reason. I feel like Aaron Rodgers has to look at that and say there's something in the water in Minnesota.
What do you attribute it to? I mean, because you say inside, but you also play in Chicago and you play Lambeau
freezing. I'm looking at their stats. They, except for the Adrian Peterson era, they never really had a running back, so they were always throwing the ball a lot. They've had great receivers, Randy Moss, Chris Carter, Justin Jefferson. Indoors, they... I'm not really sure why they also they don't commit to young quarterbacks except for Culpepper over the years. Indoors, it's got to be the indoor thing.
Lions play indoors for all these years, and they were like literally one of the worst teams in the NFL.
Wait, I'm sorry, who?
The Lions.
Yeah, I know, but they have always had massive passing numbers, the highest in the league. So
that's true. I mean, Scott Mitchell with Megatron.
Scott Mitchell, 1 year in Detroit, had an NFL record year. Obviously, Stafford threw for more yards than anyone.
Joe Harrington guy was awesome.
Well, it's always going to be a few. Don't upset our fans in Oregon.
Indianapolis has always had big passing seasons. Maybe it's as simple as indoor. That's why, by the way, if I'm making Geno Smith a very high fantasy football draft pick, he's going to throw for a million yards in Vegas.
Yeah.
Get indoors. That is the key. By the way, and your guy, the fact that Josh Allen is still throwing for a million yards in Buffalo, give him all the credit in the world.
Well, they just gave him all the money, so we'll give him the credit, too.
Go Bills.
Can you imagine if he was indoors? Oh, my God.
That'd be something.
Soon enough, he'll be half indoors.
Yeah, with a new stadium.
Oh, is that half indoors? I thought it was outdoors.
No, it's outdoors. Just the fans will be protected.
Yeah, it's like this indoor, it's like a cover kind of thing.
Yeah, just for the fans.
It's a lot of money. 855-212-4227. We're talking about Aaron Rodgers. Let's go to Mike in California. Mike, you have a different take on Rodgers.
Oh, I hate Kathy Hochul.
Yeah, I think the guy should have retired maybe two or three seasons ago when he was just going all nutty with all the conspiracy stuff. Keep a legacy in Green Bay. And then just kind of quietly shuffle away, because his last season in Green Bay was not great. And then not only that, but he got, $30 million from the Jets and then played for a single drive, 30 minutes, and then injured his ankle.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Didn't even get to the full drive.
Yeah, exactly. He didn't get to play a full game. And then his backup came in, Zach Wilson, and then he gets
they won seven games. Here's the thing, Mike. I get what you're saying, and I think, though, that's not the athlete mentality. And thank you for the call. I think the athlete mentality is not thinking, oh, I should ride off into the sunset when I still have good years. Now, some guys do it, right? Barry Sanders, famously, and guys will retire early. But I think they want to ride this thing till the wheels come off and get maximize every moment of their career.
Yeah.
You know, not to be a little armchair psychologist, and I know Aaron Rodgers has a very full personal life, but he doesn't have a family yet. So it's not like he's moving kids all across the country or there's any kind of thought about that. What does he always say to McAfee? Like, attached to nothing, committed to something. He's got some phrase that would probably annoy
exclamation point.
And annoy every one of his girlfriends ever. But
I think Mike's point was the wheels did fall off. You know, that they're off. They haven't been wheels for about a year and a half.
Yeah.
He's on four flat tires at this point. That's
the
real
true, though?
I think he knows his body. Maybe he's worried about his leg. Who knows? Maybe it's not. Hey, he probably read the headlines the other day that Tiger was working out in the gym and tore his Achilles. I do think he's worried about his leg. He looked really bad for half that year. Think about the guys. You said that everyone wants to go out on high, but Brady went out on a bad season. Peyton went out on a bad statistical season. Favre went out. He was terrible his last year, right? So everybody has to go out on a bad year.
Yeah, but what do you remember? Brady went to Tampa and beat Belichick and won another title without Belichick. What do you remember? Peyton Manning was the quarterback of that Super Bowl team. I know you don't give him any credit for it, but he was the quarterback there. He went out as a champion.
Definitely, but he lost his job to Brock Osweiler during
the
season.
And no one remembers that, except for people like you and me who bring it up.
Well, he had 9 touchdowns and 17 picks. Everybody knows that late Peyton was hard to watch. The wheels really, really fell off there because of his neck. It wasn't anything. Actually, it wasn't the wheels. It was the upper part of his body. But, yeah, I mean, listen, Rodgers is still 2 years off an Achilles. And, yes, he should be better, but it's not ideal. 41, I think that he could say, I'm going to walk away. And nobody will care about the Jets. His legacy is perfectly safe, right? The Jets will just be a blip. It'll be like O.J. Simpson ending his career. I'm sorry, picking the wrong one. Yeah. With the Niners, or Joe Namath ending a Ram, or Emmett ending a Cardinal. Jerry Rice ending three different teams. As 0.0.
Michael Jordan as a Wizard. I don't know. The Jets are a unique brand of embarrassing. And so I think it's like they're kind of like a, they're just a, such a punchline of an organization. Sorry, EJ, but you know it's true. They're a punchline of an organization. It's like, and then the Jets. It's like, it always lands like a wet fart. It's like, you know?
Yeah, but I don't think when Aaron Rodgers is going to the Hall of Fame, nobody's going to ding him even a little bit for this.
Definitely not also, ding him, but it's on the resume.
He had good numbers, too. He's going to point out, I had 28 TDs my last year. It actually could have ended a lot worse. I'm telling you, the Rodgers thing, just that he got that little blip of statistical success. You know how Aaron Rodgers is. He'll spin that into some yarn
doc.
About how, you know, yeah. I was looking really good there at the end.
What do you think of the photos of him on the beach? It's either a blanket or some kind of big beach towel. He's covered up in it. He's got the iPod, you know, the headphones in.
iPod.
You know what I mean? AirPods, excuse me. I know Manny wasn't alive for the iPod. It was revolutionary. You missed the magic.
I was around for the mini. I digress.
Oh, okay. It was so amazing when it came. You know, Rodgers staring out of the Pacific Ocean. What'd you make of it? It's a little too on brand. I'm like, where's the camera crew that's clearly following you around to set up this shot and set up this moment?
Netflix again?
Something.
Well, also,
everything this guy does is
he's in California, right? In Malibu, I assume. It's, you know, people, paparazzi hang out around there. Probably a lot of famous people in this neighborhood. Is he in Malibu? Is that where this was? Does anyone know? Or was it somewhere like Costa Rica?
I don't think it was Costa Rica. I mean, everyone knows he doesn't get good service at the Malibu house. So
service in Malibu is terrible.
Send a raven. I don't know how he's going to get correspondence.
That's one of the things I think he actually didn't. He should have. We should lay off on him on that.
On
Malibu,
what?
Malibu service is awful.
Okay.
Okay, it was Malibu apparently. But also, I was wondering, you know, a lot of people lost their houses in that neighborhood. I didn't even know if
Malibu
got hit hard.
It felt like a setup. That's just me.
Yeah, I think so too. It looked too staged. I was upset people kept saying it was a blanket. I think it's definitely a towel.
It might be a towel. Does anyone really, and maybe this is different because we don't live, like we live on the water here in New York, but not like in California.
Nobody going in this nasty
beautiful.
Water.
Beautiful, yeah. You want to go swim in the Hudson River, see you never. But I just think that, do people really go and contemplate life sitting at the beach?
Yeah, I would
Malibu,
hope so.
Yeah.
You think
if,
so?
If you have
it
a Malibu
house,
if you're spending $25 million on a Malibu house, you better take a walk on that beach. What are you spending the money for?
No, you take a walk on the beach, but like, do you really, it looked like he's contemplating life's, you know, like this big decision. Do people really do that? It feels like something you only do in movies.
He could have been watching two seagulls fighting. We have no idea what this picture means.
You thought it was a poll?
You don't think people walk on the beach?
No, they do. I'm just saying, do you stare out into the ocean waves? He's sitting there, right? At one point, he's sitting down looking out at the ocean. Do people really do that to like zen out?
Is this a real
contemplate
question?
Life's decision?
He's got, as you said, the iPods in. So, I mean, maybe he's listening to a song that just had him think about, you know, when he was 12, when he walked those beaches.
Wait, does anyone here not go to the beach and look out at the water? That's what you do at a beach.
I just look at the sand.
I'm saying, okay, say you had a major life decision in front of you.
And you had an ocean in front of you. You wouldn't sit and contemplate in front of that massive body of water?
I just keep walking
kind
into the water.
Standard.
I don't know. I think it feels a little like a TV show. Like they do that in a TV show or a movie.
Because it works. That's why you do it. Because humans actually do it, Maggie.
Actually, I think Maggie needs to go to the beach and sit out and look at the beach.
All right.
What this displayed was main character energy, Maggie, and it looks like you're lacking it.
Clearly.
When I have to take... Do you guys take blood pressure tests at the doctor?
No, yes. I'm 27.
You don't take blood pressure?
I do.
So you have to, you want to like calm down so you don't have a gigantic reading. I think of myself sitting at the beach to get my blood pressure down. That's like my go-to. And I think that's probably the most common go-to when you want to calm your mind.
You meditate though.
I do meditate, but still I think of myself, I think of the waves. Isn't that the most relaxing place that you could possibly be? Isn't that a go-to for a lot of people? You're not a beach person? Don't you like to sit and listen to the waves and just zone out?
Beaches at Binghamton are awesome.
Yeah, on the shores of the Susquehanna River.
Binghamton.
Yeah. I do enjoy it. I'm not a psycho. I sometimes listen to waves to go to sleep.
Yeah, me too. I love the sound of waves.
Right, okay. But if I was contemplating one of life's big decisions, I don't know if I'd necessarily go to the beach to do it. That's what I'm saying.
But if you lived in Malibu.
Okay, maybe different.
Maybe he was listening to waves on his... he was listening to waves.
He's listening to nature sounds while he's in nature.
Exactly.
Yeah, really double down.
You have a beautiful beach outside your house. I got to contemplate this life decision.
I'm going to go in the garage.
I'm going to go into the dining room.
Turn on a Lions preseason radio broadcast and zone out.
You never know with me.
So this is, you guys take a stage picture. He's wearing a backwards hat and a blanket. I don't know. I'm not sure that this was staged by a woman because this is not a very great look.
Sure, I'm
could have done a little better
fine.
If it's, you know, I don't know
was
if this is.
Was he supposed to be in a tuxedo?
Again, I'm looking at his look. I think that you're assuming he's thinking about weighing the Vikings versus the Steelers. He could be thinking about anything right now. What am I going to have for dinner?
What's really in the Earth's crust? Andrew
with Aaron Rodgers, he really could be thinking about anything.
Okay, who was the second shooter? Andrew Bogish is here. I see you've done a little makeover on yourself.
Yes, Maggie, this is one of the four pieces of Knicks flair that our friends Manny and EJ wore to work this morning. This is EJ's this is Manny's very warm, very decorative Knicks jacket.
Which you can see on our live stream, youtube.com/InfinitySports. Yep. You guys both stayed up to watch that double overtime game?
No, I woke up and saw the highlight.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
I was going to say, then you're... Talk about psycho behavior. That would have been nuts.
But they can wear four and not zero because of Mikal Bridges.
3.4 to go. Bridges holds the ball high. Knicks do have one timeout. Into Hart. Back to Bridges with two. Three for the win. Top of the key. Got it! Got it! Mikal Bridges, a game winner at the horn. And the Knicks escape with an overtime win in Portland.
If the shot doesn't go in, they lose. And Manny's wearing a beer t-shirt this morning. Tyler Murray had the call on Knicks radio.
Finds Bridges quarter three. And it's good.
Remember those days? 114,
wow,
113.
Bo, you were on the call last night?
Yeah.
Awesome.
In my basement, live streaming. 114, 113, the win in
That's
Portland.
Very Adam Silver.
Last
I've got somebody.
Night. But there are some issues in Knicks Nation. Pre-game, Bridges told reporters he and Tom Thibodeau have spoken about maybe playing fewer minutes, trusting the Knicks bench more. But then the head coach said this post-game.
We never had a conversation about it.
Oh, okay then. Let's have one now. Tibbs defending his rotations. He says Bridges, Jalen Brunson, the other guys, they're playing the right amount of minutes. But yes, sometimes it does get out of whack because...
You're not going to put in your bench against LeBron. You're just not going to do that. You're not going to do that against Tatum. You're not going to do that against Brown. You have matchups in a game.
This season can't end fast enough. They all hate each other. I love it.
I don't know if they hate each other, but this is a new level because,
you
know.
Did you pull a muscle there on that reach?
The minutes police, which loves to come out and get arrest warrants for Tom Thibodeau in the playoffs only. Now you have current guys who are complaining about it. When the Luol Dangs and the Taj Gibsons and guys said things, it was always after the fact. It was never during the season, as far as I recall.
This is the silly season where Tibbs just says stuff to get to the end. He does this all the time, where he just says stuff that doesn't make sense.
Why would you contradict one of your own players, though?
He's weird. He's a weird. I mean, Tom Thibodeau is a known psycho. He's crazy. So, I mean, it doesn't even matter that whether or not the conversation happened. It's clear Bridges thinks he's playing too much minutes, so you got to play him less. And yesterday he kept saying, you got to play your wings the most minutes. But then you go through all the other seasons Tom Thibodeau had, the most minutes were logged by Julius Randle, not a wing. Mm. None of these guys played the minutes that Bridges is playing. So it's nonsense, but
here we are.
This is the Tibbs experience.
And Bridges had specifics of the conversation that he suggested Landry Shamet should play more. He gave us details.
This
and Tim's
Joe
never
Burrow
happens.
When he was trying to explain to the Bengals how they could lower his cap hit on every radio show in America. Yeah.
By the way, all these headlines are sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you could save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com.
Whoop.
The Headlines continue with the Suns losing again last night, 111-104 in Houston. Luckily, the Mavs, just 9 healthy players this time, lost in San Antonio, 126-116. So Phoenix stays 2.5 games behind Dallas for the last spot in the West play-in. The Clippers got a 119-104 win in Miami. The Grizzlies snuck past the Jazz, 122-115 on late threes from Luke Kennard and Ja Morant. And the Thunder won a showdown in Boston, 118-112, OKC clinching a playoff spot with that victory. While we wait on Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson expected to meet with the Browns and Giants this week. The Niners signing Mac Jones to back up Brock Purdy, and the Broncos signed veteran tight end Evan Ingram. Our guy Lamar let us down last night, losing the Southland title game to McNeese, 63-54. Montana outscored Northern Colorado 91-83 to claim the Big Sky auto bid, and American handled Navy 74-52 to win the Patriot League spot in men's March Madness. And NHL overtime had never ended this fast before.
Off the draw, here it is, Montour, right in, he scores!
John Forslund on Kraken TV, Brandon Montour technically scoring 4 seconds into overtime, the quickest game ender in league history. 3 players did score 4 seconds into a regulation period before last night, Seattle topping Montreal 5-4. Guys, back to you.
You guys excited for Mac Jones' Pro Bowl appearance in San Francisco this year or next year? There's no doubt in my mind he will be playing for Kyle Shanahan at some point.
I think this was a tactic. I think this was a negotiating tool, ploy, whatever you want to say.
Pain.
Maybe they don't like how Brock Purdy is negotiating, and like, you know what? We were really into Mac Jones before we also then pivoted to Trey Lance and one of the worst decisions in the history of the franchise that luckily didn't sink the franchise very much.
Only God knows.
But
I don't think it's. I know what you're saying. Of course that. Makes sense, but I think he will play because this is what happens with Kyle Shanahan. If you are a quarterback who is on Kyle Shanahan's team, you're getting in and you're throwing for 1 million yards. I guarantee Mac Jones.
Yeah, what do you mean?
But I mean, listen, because Jimmy G signed a big deal and then he got, first of all, everyone gets hurt at San Francisco. I understand how this works. I think Mac Jones is going to play and play well at some point. I will bet anyone here.
Oh, see, I was trying to guess.
Mac Jones will not play well. I will take you on that bet.
I will totally take you on the bet. Wait, Mac Jones is going to be incredibly efficient in Kyle Shanahan's offense. On this.
Wait, something is happening.
He's going to play for somebody else and win 14 games, like Darnold in Minnesota.
He's got 2 years there in San Fran.
Fine, he's got time then for things to open up.
What's the bet?
Wait, I still don't know how he's going to get into the starting lineup. Brock got hurt in the NFC Championship game. Never missed a practice the next year. He plays the all Niners. The time.
The Niners are always cycle through 1 million quarterbacks. Also, Shanahan gets tired of guys.
Now they're not going to pay Purdy? What you're saying.
No, I mean, it was like when Jimmy G was killing it in 2021. This reminds me of the 2022 season. They came into the season with Trey Lance starting. He goes down in 2 games. Then Jimmy G comes in, regrettably. They didn't want to play him. Plays 9 games. He goes down. Then Purdy comes in. He goes down. Then Josh Johnson comes in. I think, quarterbacks get hurt. I think that Mac Jones will find his way onto the field. It just feels too perfect, right? Mac Jones playing for Kyle Shanahan?
Do you think that Purdy gets the contract?
Oh, yeah, he definitely gets the contract.
Oh, okay. So this is not... Okay, I wasn't
they're not
sure
playing. 2 years, $7 million, that's not a threat to Purdy. But I think he gets in because Mac Jones is so perfect for Kyle Shanahan.
Why?
Because he looks like Kirk Cousins. He
can't physically side like Kirk Cousins.
He's physically looks like Brock Purdy. He looks like a combination of every Shanahan quarterback that ever existed. Honestly, Shanahan is great with unathletic quarterbacks who kind of run his stretch zone. I just see it happening.
Okay, wait. Let's put a pin in that.
Yeah.
Not to go corporate speak. We got to take a quick break. We've got that. Okay. Not sure. We'll talk about the San Francisco 49ers quarterback situation. And also, I will pay off what I said last segment, which is the one thing no one's talking about when it comes to Rodgers and bringing him into the fold and what the coaches should be thinking about, whether it's Minnesota, whether it's Pittsburgh, whether it's the Giants. When you sign Aaron Rodgers, something else could happen. 855-212-4227, MVP.
Pain. Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This Porsche show is brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam, just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com, not available in all states. All right, Maggie, you suggested an unusual poll question, but one that fits today.
Yeah, the picture of Aaron Rodgers sitting on the beach in Malibu, kind of wistfully looking out into the ocean, presumably making a decision or contemplating a decision about his future, was it staged? Did he do that knowing that the photo would sort of, he would get photographed? I'm not saying he hired the paparazzi and told them, you know, I'm coming out to my house or I'm coming outside. But, you know, Roger's been famous for a really long time. And you guys said it. Malibu is a place where you go on the beach. I think you kind of expect that you might get photographed because so many famous people live there.
Well, I wonder, you brought up, is there a camera crew following him for Netflix? I know he has a deal with it. I assume he has an overall deal with them. If you do a Netflix documentary 1 year, yeah, I bet that's what they're, I bet they're filming him.
I think so. JT is in Atlanta. JT, what do you think? Was that photo staged?
No, Maggie, thanks for taking my call, guys, but I'm just saying, how do you tell me you've never lived on the coastal West Coast without telling me you never lived there, right? By this question, right? Because you got to know, like, now that I'm on the East Coast beaches and stuff are known for great sunrises.
Yes.
On the West Coast, they're known for great sunsets, right? And so in the evening, afternoon, that's where you're at. Like, when the sun's going down, you want to sit out there next to the beach and anywhere you're at next to the ocean. It does give you some perspective, right, as far as your significance in all of this, right? You look at and you don't see anything but water. You hear the crashing, the same sound that they sell on all these little sound machines and all of that. I mean, it's a whole mood.
Yeah.
But on the West Coast, it's warm. It's nighttime. It's got, you got that cold, you know, that warm, you know, summer breeze, or not summer yet, but you got the warm breeze, the nice sunset about to happen. It's a whole vibe when it comes to the evenings or afternoons on a West Coast beach.
So I was asking, do people actually go out to the beach, you know, at sunset to contemplate life's biggest decisions, choices? It seems like something you'd only do in a movie or a TV show. JT, you're saying that happens all the time. Thank you. And I agree. Listen, I've, you know, had my husband and I, before we had our kid, did an amazing, you know, drive from Portland, Oregon to San Francisco.
Yeah.
And it was beautiful. We had such a good time. And there were moments along that route where we were sitting out watching the sunset. But I wasn't like, I was just enjoying it. I wasn't using the ocean and the beach as like the setting for where I needed to, you know, make a big decision. Does that make sense?
No. Everybody else, dude, if you live in California on the beach and you have to make a big decision, going out and walking on the beach seems like a very logical thing to do.
Yeah, I guess I don't put myself in a place I have to make a big decision like that. Maybe
where,
I should.
I'm just curious, if you did have to make a big decision, where would you go? What's your go-to place?
Shower. Contemplate but life's biggest choices.
How about the treadmill?
I do like the treadmill too. Jogging, like I get a lot of clarity when I'm running. I know you're a runner too, Pearl.
But if you lived on the beach, would you walk out to the beach?
Maybe I would. I don't know.
But I think you're out of the mainstream on this one. I think a lot of people like to contemplate on the beach. I did that drive from Portland to San Francisco. Did you stop at Crater Lake? The deepest lake in America. Yeah, everybody does the same trip.
I remember Nethart's.
Mount Shasta.
Yeah, Mount Shasta.
Beautiful area.
Yep. It was great. I highly recommend it. It was a little colder than I thought it was going to be. It was a summertime.
Yeah, I think this whole segment reveals a lot about you. The fact that Aaron Rodgers is going out and looking at the ocean, and you're like, I thought that only happened in movies. You were just so cynical about anything. I don't anything new agey. I could just hear your judgment dripping from that statement.
Well, but it's also Rodgers. Like, if it had been Joe Burrow out there, I would have been like, huh, maybe Joe Burrow really is out there contemplating. Rodgers, to me, I'm skeptical about him because I think everything's done for the camera. It's like Rodgers, LeBron. There's a few people who I think really play up to the cameras or to try to make a moment. You know, if it was like Trevor Lawrence, I wouldn't have this type of cynicism. I think it's because it's Rodgers. I know it's because it's Rodgers.
Okay. But you said no people go out on the beach.
Well, and I don't think regular people do that kind of stuff.
I definitely think
they
would.
Are we all too busy? No. Maybe that's me.
I'll bet you Trevor Lawrence does go out on the beaches in Florida. And I don't know. They have beaches.
Think about who's going to be his next head coach after this one.
No, I think that's a good place to do it. But Rodgers does do all that stuff. The guy goes to Costa Rica and does ayahuasca for 4 days. Of course, he is the king of all this stuff.
Yeah. 855-212-4227.
I'd be shocked if he wasn't by the ocean contemplating something.
Did go into a darkness retreat the last time he thought about retiring. That's not exactly the ocean.
But that's the point is he likes these meditative spaces.
Guess so. Seems kind of like a setup. Again, 855-212-4227. Okay, more about plans for new quarterbacks and new places. We'll do that next.
Don't make it up, okay?